April 20th. Why, whatever do you mean? The scribes and the chief priests sought to lay hands on him at that very hour, for they perceived that he had told this parable against them, but they feared the people. Luke 20:19. Now that I have grandchildren, I'm reminded at what a young age children understand so many things. I've also been reminded how many things they understand, they pretend they don't understand. Sometimes they have a look on their face that says, "Why, whatever do you mean?" though they have responded to your instructions affirmatively many times. I think some of the religious leaders of Jesus' day were just as selective with their understanding of what Jesus taught and who Jesus was. Only when feeling offended or trying to accuse Jesus of something did they confess their understanding of things and perceive. Listen, the Bible teaches that there is no one on earth that has any excuse for ungodliness. No one can claim ignorance of God or ignorance of their need for Him. The Bible says His invisible attributes have been clearly perceived ever since the creation, Romans 1:20. Even though it can be easy to claim that we don't understand certain parts of the Bible or ignore the nudge of the Holy Spirit, don't think for a minute that we are not accountable for what our conscience knows is truth. Pray that you will have a humble heart to God's truth rather than pretend you're not hearing the Spirit.